Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Winfield Mount Union Elementary Principal Gabe Wilder about his recent trip to Puerto Rico and visiting the Luis Munoz Rivera School, which was impacted by Hurricane Maria. This is part one of a two-part interview. It's been about 10 months since Hurricane Maria struck Puerto Rico, and about 7 months since the Winfield Mount Union schools held the Change for Change fundraiser for a school in Puerto Rico. Since that happened 7 months ago, how is your family in Puerto Rico doing currently?
I got the chance to go to Puerto Rico in early June. I went for roughly 6 days and was in the San Juan metro area. My mom's side of the family is all from San Lorenzo, which is more inland, kind of central on the eastern side of the island. And I would say, when taking a look at my mom's house specifically, her home, half of the roof was made out of cement, half of the roof was made out of a tin, a metal type of material. That was destroyed with Hurricane Maria. So with FEMA money and some other private fundraising that my family did, she has fully restored her roof to concrete now. So I was able to kind of tour her home, see the improvements that she's made, and I'm fairly confident that with any additional storms, she'll be able to weather them and not sustain the type of damage that she had taken on before. With that being said, a few others of my family members are still, you know, one has a trailer and she has a roof back on, but she wasn't able to completely repair it the way that it needed to be done. And so, you know, there's still things that get in that maybe you wouldn't want, like snakes and stuff like that. So, you know, it's kind of typical right now with the island and building materials. They're really expensive to get, and waiting on labor is also very difficult at this time. So there's still things that my family would need for repairs to homes and things like that. But my family is doing well. They have power, water, you know, they're able to live daily life, get groceries, take care of their basic needs right now. What I saw in my mom's community is community members are just really, really willing to help one another out in a trying time. You know, people are having to wait their turn. You know, there are stoplights and things like that that aren't working or functioning appropriately in the community. That's even true in the San Juan metro area. And I also had the chance to take my mom with me to go and visit the school that we donated funds to. So Luis Munoz Rivera School is the school that we're kind of partnering with, if you will. And my mom had gone and taken some pictures while I was here in Iowa and sent them to me that I was able to share with the staff and give them an update. We had some time where the students here sent Christmas cards down to the students, the student body in Puerto Rico, and they kind of returned that favor, also writing to us around Easter time. And so there's been kind of an organic little pen pal thing that has started between our students, and I think the challenge is mainly the language barrier and figuring out how do we, you know, write letters to them, and, you know, we're writing in English. Are they able to read them? Are they able to write to us in Spanish? Can we, you know, translate that and get meaning out of that? So we're in the midst of that. I've been talking with the principal. The principal, when I was there, gave me a tour of the school. I was able to take some pictures, meet some staff. It was their last day of school. And so she kind of took me in the area that our donations kind of helped to repair or at least temporarily restore the area so that students would have use of the area. They don't have a playground like what we have here at Winfield Mount Union School. So students, when they go out for PE or something like that, they have to use an asphalt area that is used for as their staff parking lot. And so they will come out and they will use that area for warm-ups and stuff like that. And at the time when the school was trying to open, the entire fence line had collapsed. There was all this debris that needed to be removed for students and staff to be able to use that area. Trying to get any type of debris removal was incredibly difficult at the time as well. So we were able to help with that fence line, provide some safety for the students there and for them to be able to resume activities that they wouldn't have otherwise been able to engage in. So I got to kind of take a tour, see all of that. I saw their library. Their library was housing some refugees during the time of repairing the damage after Maria had hit. The school served as a refugee camp or base. When I was in the library, you could tell that it had basically been cleaned out. There are hardly any books. I would say maybe there was 50 to 75 books in the entire library for a student population of 350 students. So, you know, that's something that I've already started talking with some of my staff members here about and how we can, you know, support them and if there's anything we can do in that regard.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Winfield Mount Union Elementary Principal Gabe Wilder about his recent trip to Puerto Rico. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.